Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 7th of July, and here is your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon and other tech giants have made a big deal about GDPR compliance, but a new study shows that their policies are vague and insufficient. The report from BEUC, European Consumer Watchdog, said that the Silicon Valley companies aren't providing consumers with enough information about how they are collecting or using their data. Amazon, however, believes it is compliant with the GDPR requirements. Google is offering its Duplex AI as a tool for call centers. Some companies are testing the technology for use in answering simple calls from customers. The AI system was demonstrated at Google's I/O Developer Conference in May, where it made calls to business and placed reservations. Duplex AI is a conversational tool that sounds like human, so the company adapted the technology to make it identify itself as a bot. Smart TVs are spying on you. If you watch television on an internet-connected TV, it may be watching you back. The New York Times took a close look at the rise of services that track viewers' watching habits, in particular Samba TV, which has claimed to gather second-by-second information from software on 13.5 million smart TVs in the US. Last year, the Federal Trade Commission fined Vizio for $2.2 million over a similar issue, but that was because Vizio sold its data to third parties without users' consent. Samba pays TV manufacturers like Sony and Philips to carry its software, but doesn't sell its data. Instead, Samba uses it to sell targeted ads. With Toys R Us out of business, Amazon is planning to print a holiday toy catalog. According to a Bloomberg report, the e-commerce giant is considering a massive print run of the catalog that will be mailed to millions of households and handed out at Whole Foods locations. Amazon has published a digital toy catalog for the past decade, but it is the first time it will go to print. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.